Alrighty, welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's your broadcasting team, Paul Allen and Pete Bursich, analyst on the Vikings Radio Network, former coach for the Minnesota Vikings too. And via the Menards Film Room, we are going to take a look at some Kansas City Chiefs film to get you ready for today's game. The Chiefs, without Jamaal Charles, we've chatted about it rather extensively on Vikings Game Plan. What are your takes?
Well, whenever you lose a premier player like that, they're going to have to go to their other talent. And Jeremy Maclin is the big guy. He's the big signing in the offseason. Andy Reid brought him over. How are they going to utilize him, and what's going to happen with their running game? So let's take a look.
Menards Film Room.
One of the things that any defense that's gone up against Kansas City so far has been had to worry about that guy, Jamaal Charles. Well, without him being there, it's going to change things. You can see, what does Cincinnati have? Eight guys in the box all the time, and that leaves passing lanes open. So to take advantage of these, they'll take a slot receiver like Jeremy Maclin, who's a good route runner. Boom, quick slant. Get that pass. So it's a short, brief play action. Guard pulls to keep these guys in here. Keeps these linebackers all in here. Opens up this nice lane. Good timing, good throw. But this is about what their offense has been limited to. And a lot of it's what? Run after catch. And yep. So as you can see, Maclin still has some speed. He still has a lot of that speed that he brought from Philadelphia. Now, the other way they like to get to Maclin, they motion and they'll have three receivers. It doesn't matter if this is three tight ends, three wide, whatever. But what you have is this. So that could be Xavier Rhodes. It could be Terrence Newman. These two are on the same page. So he knows he's either going to run a quick slant or he could run an out depending, or he could just pivot and then run a go. So he has a different route tree. But basically what you have is a great receiver in space. You have all that space underneath. And then what they'll do is they'll just set up, find a way. And he has some good touch on that football. I mean, that ball was put right over the shoulder, right where it needed to be. I don't think you can get any tighter coverage than that, but they're still able to, you know, complete the ball. So that Smith to Maclin is a pretty good connection. The other thing that they'll do, again, motioning. You got three receivers on that side. Sees man-to-man, a little bit of a what they call a zip route. Whoop! He gets out into space, and he's able again. But a lot of guys rallying to the football from Cincinnati, so to try to limit this, but still. Once the guy gets the football in his hands, he can be pretty dangerous. So that's what they're going to try to do. Now
let me ask you this. With this guy, Jamaal Charles, in the backfield and not in the backfield for this game, how much of this will change with the front part of the defense having to worry about that guy as a threat?
I think what will change is when we saw that slant route, you're not going to see eight guys maybe in the box or at least that tight. They're not going to be biting up on that play fake as much. They're going to be a little bit more able to drop maybe into those zones or those slant zones.
Yeah.
And you're not going to probably see the corner may actually get help from a safety from the outside on some of those deep throws. This is one of the things that they love to do. Again, Alex Smith's a pretty smart guy. He sees that, he knows that Cincinnati's going to have a blitz on, so he checks. And what they like to do is check to the whip screens. So this is just Maclin getting out in the flat, and then what the receivers do is they block it up and gives him a nice running lane.
Yeah.
He kind of misses it here. If he can get himself there, he's going to get stomped by a linebacker. He didn't like to get hit, so he stays outside but is able to at least convert to the first down.
And I think it's good that we at the Vikings Entertainment Network have chosen Cincinnati film to watch, given it still probably has a Mike Zimmer feel.
Absolutely right. The fronts, there's going to be a lot of carryover, and this is the exact film that Kansas City is going to watch. They're going to watch this real closely as well to try to figure out how are the Vikings going to take advantage of it. So, again, they see blitz. You have three receivers on the outside, and this is just a quick screen to Kelsey.
Yep.
But these guys do a wonderful job of blocking up front and get him up the field. He's going to move the chains. He may not light up the scoreboard on you, but still, that's what they like to do. When they see that blitz look, they're going to go to some kind of quick screen on the outside.
Well, they're good at blocking those screens, too.
They are. And the receivers, they do their job. Now, what kind of runs and tricks and things are we going to see without this guy here in the backfield? You're going to see a lot more of this. Real quick handoffs. This is just the jet sweep on the outside.
DeAnthony
Thomas.
Nice
job by the tight end. This Kelsey does a great job here. A little head fake to keep the defensive end in. Boom. Can't get outside.
That's J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt. Now, boom. Kick out and kick in. Maclin stays that block a little longer. He might get a little bit more yardage, but that's where it ends up. So basically, Paul, what you're going to end up seeing is a lot more, I think, just attention paid to Macklin. You got to get the ball in the hands of your best offensive weapons. The defense is going to change a little bit because you don't have to worry so much about stopping Jamaal Charles. They're going to use all their athletes. So the sweeps, the whip screens, and all those things are going to come into play. They're going to open this game up. I think they can't afford to pack it in and let Charles just run the football. They're going to have to try to open this thing up and spread it out.
Now, Alex Smith has been sacked on average more than 4 times a game this season. Without Jamaal Charles, do you expect a lot of quick fire stuff, a lot of the screens, a lot of the quick hitting stuff?
You're going to see exactly right. You're going to see a lot of what we saw with Denver, what we saw with San Diego. Their offensive line is good at best, so they're going to have protection problems. He's not going to be able to sit there and honor that play fake and stand in the pocket and throw it deep. It's going to be the exact same kind of offense.